What's up, everybody? This is the WrestleHolics Podcast. I'm Drew.
DC Hendrix.
Man, how you been, bro? Wait, time out. Shout out to Manny.
Shout out to Manny.
Shout out to Manny T. Oh, man, he couldn't be here, but he gives his wishes, though.
Yep.
Need to start coming to work, boy.
He is at work. He really is at work. At the main gig, man.
WrestleHolics is the first priority, baby.
I mean...
Yeah, never mind.
Maybe to the man of the hour, Drew.
Nah, man, I'm never the man. And no, you the man, man.
Nah. Man, shout out Manny T.
Shout out to Betty, man. But let's start off the podcast, man. We was off for a week. We needed a break.
We did
get this little break, man. And still, like, a lot has happened since we took that break, too. But we're going to get to that,
I feel,
man.
Like I know where you're going to start.
Oh, no.
I feel like you just told me in code what we're going to start with.
Oh, yeah. No, 100%. But I got some other things to talk about, man. This is a little bit off of subject. I was on social media last night, mm-hmm. and I caught something. I'm not going to say any names, but I will say the subject. O'Shea Jackson, right? Ice Cube's son.
Junior.
Big wrestling fan of WWE. Mm-hmm. And he said something really interesting in his interview. And he was talking about AEW fans. And, like, lately, I've had a problem with AEW fans.
Okay.
And I try not to because, I mean, they just like all of us. We're just wrestling fans. So... O'Shea's pretty much said a comment where he's took time out to watch AEW, and there's some question. He's always like, "Yo, who's this wrestler? Yo, who's that wrestler?" He's just asking a question like any normal wrestling fan,
right?
But it seems like when it comes to AEW, he gets like I'm gonna say stones thrown at him pretty mm-hmm. much. It's like criticized because he don't know who this wrestler is by AEW fans. Like with us WWE fans, I think we all been to the point where it was like. Let me say NXT, for example. Mm-hmm. I definitely would say, yo, who's that?
Yeah.
And a WWE fan will explain who this person is.
Right, right.
Now, you go to AEW platform and you ask, yo, who is this person? They'll just down you. Like, yo.
Attack you for not knowing who they are.
Yeah, like, yo, how you don't know this wrestler? Just like I don't know any other person. Listen, I forget people's names all the time. So it's just like, bro, leave me alone when it comes up to this. Like, y'all don't got to attack us. Mm-hmm. And that's where kind of like, this is where things get divided with wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
And usually I would have AEW's back on this, like AEW fans back on this. But y'all losing y'all mind now because y'all criticize O'Shea just for asking who this wrestler is. And even other journalists and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Have took their shots at it, but I'm not gonna, like I said, I'm not gonna say any names.
Oh,
but,
man,
no, we're not. It's no point.
No,
because not. Like, listen, like I said, we all got our brands, but like, listen, by the end of the day, we all still love the art of wrestling.
Yeah.
So downing a person because they don't know a wrestler, like any normal person, mm-hmm. they shouldn't be criticized for it. Like, hey, even a non-wrestling fan, like, what if they ask the same question? Yo, who's this dude in the pink tights?
Right.
You going down them too? How you don't know? Like, no, they don't know wrestling at all. So quit criticizing because we don't watch all the shows. Like, hey, we don't have time. Like, I tell you all the time, I don't have time to watch NXT. Mm-hmm. So y'all going to be mad at me because I don't know everybody on the roster?
Yeah, so my only thing... to not really stick up for them, but one similarity that we all have, you know, whether we're a fan of WWE or if we're a fan of AEW or if we're a fan of TNA, mm-hmm. like we're all at the end of the day, we all have one thing in common, and that is we are sensitive about which company we love.
Yeah.
We're all sensitive, but AEW fans are like a mixture of sensitive and just like aggressive,
yeah.
like unnecessarily aggressive.
Do you feel like they're trying to make a war at times?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure.
Just to keep the AEW brand up.
For sure. Because deep down, they know that WWE is, I mean, a million miles ahead, mm-hmm. and they understand that. But at the end of the time, at the end of the day, they just don't want to admit that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because AEW is their baby. That's their favorite, and mm-hmm. so and. The problem is, all fans aren't like that, though. Not all of them. But the problem is the fans that are like that don't realize it is okay to like more than one wrestling company.
Yeah.
It is okay to follow them all. And it's okay to ask, hey, I like, who is this? You know, who is this mm-hmm. guy? Who is this guy that they're debuting? Or who is this girl that they're debuting? And sometimes AEW does do that. They'll debut a new star and they'll just be like, this is so-and-so.
Who?
And it's like
they don't do no build up or anything.
And if you're not like instilled into the wrestling community and like like me, like somebody like me, for example, like we'll just make this comparison. Like I literally follow and write about and do all the wrestling journalism stuff, right? Mm-hmm. But like, so some of the wrestlers, I'm gonna know who they are, where they came from, more than the average person. Mm-hmm. But an average watcher, like, and don't take this the wrong way, but like you who watches WWE and pays attention to AEW, but like somebody like you watching isn't gonna know that person.
Yeah.
And that's that, and at the end of the day, that's what O'Shea is. Okay. While he is obviously bigger in stature than we are, he's a famous actor. His father, obviously, legendary rapper and actor, so way more known than we are. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, when it comes to wrestling, he's a fan. He's not a journalist. He doesn't have a wrestling podcast. He's not a writer. Mm-hmm. He's a fan.
He loves wrestling.
So he's speaking from the fan perspective. So if he's watching just as a fan watching AEW, which he doesn't watch on a day-to-day basis, weekly basis, he's going to have questions.
And even when I watched his interview, I liked it just because it was like, he's just a regular fan like all of us.
Yep.
That's literally what it was. And like I said, I just seen some people... It was some little disgusting comments. Well, I'm not even going to take it there. It's just like, dude, just let the dude be
literally,
a fan.
Literally said, what did they say? Ice Cube should have, what did they say? I need to see it. Because, like, it went way too far. Because, like, it went further. Like, you thought Ava Rain getting death threats for The Rock turning heel was bad. This O'Shea Jackson Jr. literally got, somebody tweeted him and said, man, I never wished IQ pulled out more in my life than this sped was conceived. Hmm. Exact words. And it got Ice Cube's attention because Ice Cube replied to him, said, fuck your wishes, bitch ass drug head. My tweet of the day.
That was it.
Fuck your wishes.
That's my energy.
Bitch ass drug head. Dang.
Yeah, that's what you get.
But that's how serious this gets. Like, literally said, I wish Ice Cube pulled out. Literally, like, come on. Is that really necessary?
I don't know. Like I said,
over a wrestler? Over a wrestling company? That don't give a damn about you?
Nah, they trying to, yeah.
Don't even know you, bro. Like, this is just some random dude with, like,
three followers.
No, he has 1,000 followers.
Okay, that built up.
Wrestling Mental Health Sports Takes is his bio. Drugs Delaney. Fuck out of here. Like,
that's where we got the horns.
Yeah, like, literally, and that's where this problem stems, is there's too many fans like that. And it's not just AEW fans. There's WWE fans like that as well. Mm-hmm. But in this particular example, this is why it makes it hard to watch AEW, because when you watch it and you don't know someone, you get attacked for not knowing them, and you literally told that they wish your father pulled out and didn't have you.
Yeah, I'd be like, all right, babe, that's where we are. Don't y'all do that to me if I don't know a wrestler. Listen, I got something for you. And mainly, whoever does comment, they're usually in the same city as me.
Right.
And I pull up.
Mm-hmm. I swear.
But let's change the subject before somebody
gets. Yeah, we had to. I'm glad you started with that, though, because that was something. I didn't know we were talking about that today.
No, that was, like, really
that's
on my mind.
That's huge, man, because, like, I mean, we could do a whole episode on that, to be honest. But, like, I'm glad that you at least started with that, because that's a big topic right now.
Yeah, because really, like I said, it's like, bro, we just fans, bro. Just calm down. Like, it's not that deep.
It's not.
It's not. So, man, let's even get to our subject list, man. Like I said, there's a lot going on, but I know one thing I wanted to start off on. Let's start with the Elimination Chambers. I was going to start with the Bloodline, but I was like, heck, we can wait. Let's start with the women's.
Yeah, the Elimination Chamber is stacked. First of all, first question, are you setting your alarm to wake up for the Elimination Chamber at 5 in the morning on Saturday? First question.
5 in the
morning? I am not.
Matter of fact, I'll be at work.
I'm just going to keep it. Are you going to be at work?
I'll be at work at 5?
No.
The show don't... So wait, Tyler, you said the show don't start till 5?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'll be at work.
Yeah, 5 a.m. Saturday.
Oh, dang.
Because it's in Australia.
And also, like, I might be going... I might have a project to do, so...
Uh-oh.
Yeah, never...
I'm definitely going to be sleeping. I will watch it when I wake up. Mm-hmm. But nonetheless, stacked.
That's crazy.
I mean... First of all, I guess just to move past this quickly, because there is a title match.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Rhea Ripley, Nia Jax. There's no way Rhea Ripley walks into Australia and walks out without that belt, correct?
Correct. I do want to say something to that match. I definitely love the build up for this match.
Mm-hmm.
I think WWE has done a great job with these two women feuding.
Yes.
Have done a great job with Nia Jax. I think the thing I did like the most was last week, or no, this past week, with her and Rhea just doing an interview in separate rooms, just let them talk. Because when they had did that, I was like, dang, they have been just fighting this whole time. I was like, man, they just been like brawling. I'm like, oh, wait, yeah, you got to have them in a separate room now by all this. And really, I really just can't wait to the match. Like you said, I can't see Rhea lose it at home unless they go to that back to the old WWE ways. I can't see her losing at home, but I think it will turn out to be a great match. And so fingers crossed on that one.
Yeah, there's also a tag team match for the undisputed WWE Tag Team Championships.
I don't care.
Judgment Day.
I don't care. I'm sorry.
Judgment Day keeps it.
I didn't care about that match because I think I seen who their opponents was.
Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate.
I'm trying not to like diminish their work, but it's like, bro, like, come on, man, like y'all could have done better than that. Y'all giving like y'all telling us Judgment Day gonna win, bro. And if they do lose, okay, y'all don't even know what y'all gonna do with them as tag team champions for WrestleMania.
Yeah, and also there's been no build up. Like what? Like there's been really no feud other than Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate faced Dominic and JD McDonagh, but like, all right,
I don't care.
Yeah, that's not Finn Balor.
At this point, yeah, bring R-Truth out.
Right. Yeah, it's a very mild feud that I really hope they do something Friday to at least try to build up a little bit more before Saturday. But good luck on that. Judgment Day walks out. But the two chamber matches are what everyone's obviously excited about. Both stacked, bro.
Yep. So
both stacked.
I'm going to start with the women's. I'm just going to name some of the people off. We got Naomi. We got Liv Morgan. Yep. Becky Lynch. Yep. Bianca Belair.
Yep.
The great Tiffany Stratton.
Yeah.
Raquel Rodriguez.
Yeah. Got the final spot.
I like that. I was up and down because I am not going to lie. I was randomly talking stuff about Raquel the other day. It was just out the blue. Cause I think I had seen a highlight. I was like, man, how she do a smile? You know, I think people who listen to this podcast probably going to start thinking, man, this Drew got a problem with people just being happy.
You do. You do, man. People can't be great around you.
Man, it's just like, man, I just think y'all had her too happy for a while. Like, all right, man, let's get her to clothesline in female. I was about to say another word. Yeah. I was like, look at her clothesline in females. But yeah, I like it. I think I will be interested to see how Raquel doing it because, like I said, she kind of like the weak link in this. Someone's coming back from injury. Naomi, you pretty happy to see her live. Kind of want to see what her storyline is going to be involving the Elimination Chamber. I'm gonna skip to this one. Bianca Belair. I don't think I ever seen her in a chamber match. I think this is her first one. So that's dope to see her. And Tiffany Stratton, I think I might have said it on the podcast, but I thought this was the match for her anyway. I was like, yo, you got to put her in there.
Yeah, I need that the prettiest moonsault off the top.
I think everybody calling for that.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, she also been doing great since her little run on SmackDown. The reason I skipped this name, Becky Lynch.
Dang, why you skip Becky?
It was nothing personal. It was just like, this the main focus. This is the main focus.
Yeah, Becky Lynch. She the favorite.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I had to make the best for last. So it's kind of like going into this, like, what you think is going to happen?
Yeah, so this one I think is a little bit more wide open than the men's. The men's I think is pretty cut and dry. But the women's, obviously they've been teasing Becky Lynch and Rhea for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I've came to the conclusion that I think they almost pushed that too far to the point where I think it's not going to happen. So
it's really of who you think going to be the second choice.
Yeah, I think Liv Morgan walks out of the chamber, and I think she faces Rhea Ripley at WrestleMania to try to get her revenge because Rhea was the one that injured her, put her out. Rhea's also the one that made her lose the tag titles.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there's a little bit more history there other than just wanting to be the best and Becky Lynch and Rhea. Like, that's kind of a whack storyline to me.
I know. If I was going to pick second besides anybody besides Becky Lynch, I think mine would be Bianca Belair.
Ooh.
And that's because that would be a big match to me personally. Those two, good friends as well. I think that's been teased over the year, but not like nothing big. It just like, you know something, them two in a match would be great. I think they had Jade in this match at first, and then they end up taking her out. So that's kind of a disappointment, but I do understand the move on why they made that. I think that was just more of the, we can't just keep on having her come here and lose. And like, no, we need this to be a build up for WrestleMania. So
yeah,
that's something good for her.
The problem I have with this match too is like, what makes it so hard is like all of them have like this, like, what do they do if they don't win?
Oh, yep. So
that's my problem with Becky is like, if she don't win, what does she do? Because like, you have to have Becky at WrestleMania.
Yep.
So like, if she don't win, what else is there?
I pray to God that it doesn't be like a triple threat match.
Ooh,
I don't want no triple threat match.
No,
no.
I'm actually cool with that.
Last year with Drew, Sheamus, and Gunther, yeah. That one was cool.
It was a banger.
Yeah, I just okay. Let me take that back now.
I'd love to see Liv, Becky, and Rhea. That's
so
fire.
In the last few years, every time I have seen a WrestleMania triple threat match with females, it's had Charlotte Flair in it.
Ah,
so that might be my problem. So you can tell I'm already mad. Like, I don't feel like seeing a backflip, a missed backflip every time. Let's get Stratton in there.
Yeah, because like, think about it. Like, there's not going to be, at least as of right now. I mean, I guess Seth could be in a triple threat for his title, I guess. But like, Bayley is 1-on-1 with Io Sky. Cody Rhodes 1-on-1 against, well, 1-on-7,
yeah,
or whatever you want to count it.
The whole tribe,
the whole bloodline against Cody Rhodes.
Oh my God.
But on paper, Roman Reigns against Cody Rhodes. So like, as of right now, there's no triple threat set, and I'd like to have a triple threat, at least one for one of the belts. So I wouldn't be opposed to Liv Morgan, Becky Lynch, and Rhea Ripley.
I wouldn't be opposed to a triple threat match.
But how do you get that? Like, how? Because only one person can win the chamber. So, like.
So, I look at it like this. This is where you could kind of make Becky a heel in a way. Say Bianca wins it.
You can't make Becky heel right now. She's way too over.
Okay, so.
You can make Liv a heel, though.
Liv a heel.
And I honestly think that's overdue. I think her becoming a heel is overdue. Because, like, it don't fully. Like, honestly, I thought that was the route they were going when she started being more extreme and like jumping through tables and all that stuff. And like, her character, like, honestly, that's the Liv I know is the heel back when she was with the Riot Squad.
Okay, so yeah, okay, I missed that Liv. I definitely, the attitude, not the wrestling. She improved now, so
yeah,
okay, I could see that. I think I was more looking at it as with Becky being a heel, I didn't look at it as her doing the chance game. It's just more like, hey, I'm about to beat you up until I get my match. Like, hey, y'all gonna give me this match. I don't care no more. I gotta be at WrestleMania. It's like kind of forcing her hand, like forcing their hand to get her that match. So
I got
Bianca.
You got Bianca. All
so
right.
Are we doing it like the soul win, or are we doing it just who we think? Then that's Becky Lynch then.
Okay. All right. Yeah, so your official pick is Becky Lynch.
Yeah.
But you got Bianca as like a dark horse.
Yes.
All right. I'm rolling Liv Morgan. And man, you kind of got me liking that Bianca story. I'm just going Liv Morgan. I'm going all in.
Oh, so I got this thing with Love and WWE now. So
I'm going all in. I got Liv Morgan.
Okay. So Men's Chamber. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not a big fan of it once I started.
What?
I'm not. I think. I'm so focused on the.
This probably got the biggest like build up to it. This probably the biggest.
No, it does, but I think it. I feel like we just missing a person out this. Like, I think we could have done without Kevin Owens in this match.
Oh, for sure.
Okay, so that okay. Logan Paul, I'm cool with that because I mean, I think I would have liked Logan Paul a little bit better in this match if Seth wasn't a champion.
Honestly, Gunther should have been in it instead of Kevin Owens. He ain't got no match.
Wow, you are completely right.
Like, Gunther ain't got no match.
I wonder why they did that then.
Yeah, I don't.
Oh, wait, because Gunther not on SmackDown. Let me shut up. No, Gunther is on Raw. Never mind. Yeah. Then I don't get it then.
Yeah.
I thought they would have slid Jay in there. I'm not even going
to. Yeah, and like they already, maybe they'll do a rematch at the Chamber. Maybe they just haven't announced it yet. But like, I feel like they would announce that. I mean, that was the Raw main event. So like, I don't know. Maybe we get that Friday, but it's too late.
Then,
so I don't think neither one of them.
I do low key feel like they forced Bobby in here.
Yeah, but he has to be in it though.
Yeah, but I feel like they did force him because I didn't understand his storyline at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what is he doing? Is he with the Street Profits or is he doing his own thing? Whatever. So man, who's your prediction, bro? I'm like I said, I'm just kind of skimming through this one a little bit.
Yeah, this one's a little bit less. It's the biggest match, has the biggest build up, but there's no way anyone other than Drew McIntyre wins this match. There's no way. Because there's literally no story. I will give you someone that I could see winning other than him. But there's no way Drew McIntyre doesn't win this match. Now, obviously, Bobby Lashley, Drew McIntyre, Kevin Owens, LA Knight, Logan Paul, and the Viper, Randy Orton, are in this match. Now, a lot of people are going to pick Orton just because he's Randy Orton, right? Yeah. He's the easy one to pick. But, like, with the build-up and, like, who has to face Seth Rollins at WrestleMania, there's literally no other scenario that makes any sense. It's Drew.
Yeah, it is.
Bobby Lashley's already in a feud with Karrion Kross. Kevin Owens ain't even finished his business with Logan Paul yet. Randy Orton, I mean, he's a big name. So, like, yeah, you got to have him in it.
They're going to figure something.
To me, it's Drew McIntyre. And if some crazy decision that he doesn't win, it's LA Knight.
I had to get that yawn out. Sorry. Shut up, man. I think my thing with this one is going to be Drew. That's like you pretty much sold me on that because I don't like no one else in this match. Mm-hmm. And I feel like if I pick LA Knight, it's more me being biased. So, like, my pick is Drew. Second, be LA Knight. That's really it. But the crazy part is I still don't see LA Knight winning.
Yeah, I mean, the only reason I could is because he's the only one. I mean, he's kind of in that feud with AJ Styles, though.
But I think they're going to try to add. No, they ain't going to try to add that to WrestleMania.
I think they are. So maybe LA Knight don't. Yeah. I mean, that's it. That's why Drew McIntyre is the only one that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Now, if you throw in like a Sami Zayn in this match instead of Kevin Owens, like then it gets a little bit more interesting because you got someone that makes a little sense that could get a title shot. I think we're getting a heel Sami. I think that's what's going on with that. I think
they know what they want to do sometimes.
I think they do. I think Sammy's going heel. I think they're building towards him getting tired of being too nice and being good Sammy. I think that's where we're going with that. But it's Drew McIntyre. And the only reason I could see LA Knight is because he's still so big. And while he failed against Roman, there's no reason why he couldn't win this and face Seth. Like, he's still... I could see WWE trying to pull the trigger on that just because of how big he is. Mm-hmm. And no matter what, I don't think Drew's beating Seth at WrestleMania. And I don't think LA Knight would beat him at WrestleMania. So either way, I think Seth Rollins walks out of WrestleMania still champion because originally the plan was him and CM Punk anyway. Mm-hmm. So...
That's crazy.
Yeah. So WWE had to pivot, and Drew McIntyre is the only one that makes any sense in this also because if there's anyone that would beat Seth, he's the only one that makes sense because he didn't win it in front of a crowd when he won it the first time. And WWE, I could see giving him that all over
that
again.
Moment. I always feel bad for him on that part.
Yeah.
Even though that was still a special moment, I don't care if it was the Dome or not.
Yeah.
It's like, dang, you really kind of lived your life for your first opportunity was to be around people, humans. Mm-hmm. So now, Dedrick. I agree with you on that one.
So that leaves us, I mean, so obviously the big talk with WWE right now is your favorite wrestler of all time.
Yes, sir.
Taking all the headlines, taking all the spotlight, officially joins the bloodline.
Yeah,
or did he?
I don't know. They say he put in for HR, but they don't know yet.
Yeah?
Yeah. Who knows what The Rock is doing? I know he came out there with a $500 for Versace.
Versace, you stepping
when
on.
He walked out there, there was no question. I said, man, yeah, he's about to be on some bull.
That's
right
all
now.
I heard was Uncle Elroy. That's yeah. Versace, you yeah. stepping on.
Versace. Versace, you stepping on. You smelled The Rock is cooking. Versace.
I swear.
You jabroni.
Got that heel Rock walking out there.
Oh, man. No, I did love the character. I'm not going to lie. It was kind of like, oh, he brought that dude back. Like, you know, he trolling, but it's like, okay, I like what he doing. It got me sold on what he's there for. Still don't know what he's there for, but I'm sold on it. Rock kind of made me nervous. I'm not going to lie. Because when he came out, I was like, man, what is this like? Let me say this. The press conference, we didn't get to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
So The Rock slapping Cody, that was just crazy. And now looking on it, it's just like, it's not Cody versus The Rock. It's not The Rock versus Roman. We got Cody and Ray. What Rock doing?
Mm-hmm.
That's my biggest thing. It's like, what's this build up for? Is The Rock going to come in and interfere at WrestleMania? Is The Rock going to be a ref? Or like, I don't know. But this is heck, is The Rock gonna fight Nick Aldridge? I don't know, bro. It's kind of a weird, not touchy subject, but it's a weird subject to go into. Might get our answers at the Elimination Chamber.
So, like, I was confused after the press conference initially, only because, like, all right, so where does he fit in exactly with this? So my first thought was, all right, so they're gonna make him the special guest referee, right? And then I thought about it some more, and Raw confirmed this for me, obviously, after, so remember after Cody Rhodes face Drew and Solo Sikoa came out and thumbed him in the neck and reminded him, hey, we ain't gonna wait till WrestleMania this year. We gonna
talk about, didn't that just look literally like WrestleMania?
It did. It was the same, almost the same exact
spot.
The
back away and
crazy.
I was like, oh my God.
But he let him know though, like, hey, we gonna get started earlier this time. We ain't gonna wait till WrestleMania. You made a mistake. You shouldn't have picked Roman, you should have picked Seth. And after the match, it confirmed my opinion, because after the match, Cody's backstage and they're like, you all right? He was like, I'm fine. Just leave me alone. And Seth Rollins comes up to him, just taps him on the leg, takes off his glasses, didn't even say nothing, but he said a lot.
Oh, yeah.
So what I think we're getting is a night one and night two. Night one, Seth Rollins and Cody Rhodes against The Rock and Roman Reigns. They gonna headline night one. They gonna headline night two. Cody versus Roman Reigns.
Well, first off, this would
I thought it was gonna be at the Chamber. Mm-hmm. I thought they would do that tag match at the Chamber, but I forgot Seth might not be cleared by then. But WrestleMania gives him another couple months to, you know, get in the gym, keep rehabbing, and he'll be ready.
I think that's what we get. If that was to be the schedule, that would literally go as one of the greatest WrestleManias in history, obviously. I mean, we got a plan for it. But them dudes working back-to-back now, I'm just talking about Cody and Roman. Mm-hmm. That would definitely be amazing on that part.
Because WWE is clearly showing they're not scared to do multiple, like, even, like, looking at NXT. Mm-hmm. Last Legend had two matches. Look at the NXT pay-per-view. Trick Williams had two matches in that pay-per-view. So, again, WWE is showing that it's possible. In one night. That's not two. Mm-hmm. That's two matches in the same night for those two people. So, it's just something that WWE has shown in recent months that they're not afraid to do that.
So, the only thing that I'll probably say why it would happen is just WWE in general, because we know this is the biggest night in pro wrestling. Mm-hmm. So, I could see that not happening only because of trying to get that time-wise. It's like, man, we got to get these dudes dressed. Then we got to do the same thing tomorrow for this big old hell line. They can prove me wrong, but I can't see them pulling it off.
Yeah, so like, obviously the match is coming though, mm-hmm. because they wouldn't be teasing Seth being with Cody at all if this match wasn't happening.
He's kind of like thinking about what kind of house shows or something we got coming up that would be like a big house.
Yeah, but they wouldn't be teasing
you, right?
Because Seth, especially right now, ain't doing no house shows.
No, 100%.
Like, that's 100%. What got him in this predicament to begin with, is doing too much, doing too many house shows, too many live events. So I mean, the only way I could see I'm wrong is if Seth's injury is a little bit more serious than they think, and they don't want to push it too much, mm-hmm. to where maybe they just do that on Raw or something, mm-hmm. like the Raw leading up
or something like that,
or a SmackDown
stipulation, like,
yeah, some kind of
we win this tag match, y'all stay away from me,
yeah,
in this match,
yeah,
Paul, you keep your big ass back in the stage,
or I don't know how you like this idea. Cody creating his own faction, his own group with Cody, yeah. Seth Rollins, his own alliance. Yeah,
Seth Rollins ain't trying to be part of the Nightmare Team.
Hey, he looks like he's part of it. If I'm Roman, Seth is just as guilty as him. He is just as involved as him. He's taking his side. He literally told him on Raw, said, I got you if you need me. I got you.
I just pray to God that this doesn't be like a turn of events. Cody about to win, and Seth just hit him in the back with a chair.
Oh, that's very well what could be happening.
My God, I hope
that's very well what could be happening.
Bro, just hit Roman again. All right, bro, just hit Roman again, man. Oh, you ain't got to do it to Cody, man. You see, we love him, man.
Because one quote you got to remember from Seth that he said in that promo with Cody is that he feels responsible for what Roman has become. He's the reason that Roman is what he is.
Take down.
And so,
take him down. I like that.
Yeah. So, those are just my scenarios as we look ahead. It's the biggest storyline right now. And once again, man, WWE just stealing all the shine right now with this big storyline with the Bloodline. And I know it got you excited. I know it's got me excited. And we'll keep watch. But I don't know. You don't have any scenario you just enjoying the ride, or you got your own scenario?
I'm enjoying the ride. Like, everybody know me in the Bloodline storyline. You dang near think I would want this storyline to go on forever. I mean, yeah, it is. I think the part where I'm done with is Roman having the title.
Yeah, for
I
sure.
think it's like, okay.
I've been done with that, though.
I know y'all have, but I still have it. I'm like, heck, we might as well go to WrestleMania and see what they do storyline-wise. And they done a lot where I'm like, okay, y'all literally doing everything I love right now, because let's not even lie. Like, we all love the Jimmy and Jay beef.
Oh, yeah.
We love this.
We getting that at WrestleMania. Like, I don't know if you've seen, but we definitely getting it.
The interference Jay match the other day. Yep. But I'm still on the Royal Rumble matchup.
Oh, yeah.
That stare down did something for me. But I was like, yeah, this is it right
here.
That's it. Y'all got to fight now. Y'all got to fight at WrestleMania. So, man, other than that, man, I think we pretty much knocking this out, man. Like always, shout out to people who sponsor us. Shout out to MVP Lanes Bowling Alley. I'm forgetting everybody. T&D Motorsports. Make sure to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Twitter, formerly known as X. Sorry. am I missing anything? Make sure to listen to us on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts. Shout out to the Kaida Lounge. Also, y'all make sure to follow Fuller Vision.
Yep.
We got Dedrick Daughter in here right now. I know she probably like, that's a lot of stuff y'all got going.
Got a lot of people to shout out.
But other than that, anything you got, Dedrick?
Yeah, just follow. While you follow the podcast, follow me at DC Hendrix, official DC Hendrix on Instagram. I'm trying to post more on there. I've been slacking on the social media game, but definitely on Twitter, though. I'm on Twitter. That's my spot. Mm-hmm. But follow me on there. Check out my work at dailyddc.com. More content coming to you. And, of course, I do the Raw, Monday Night Raw post show for bodyslam.net. So you can check that out every Monday night.
That's actually a dope show.
About 11:15. Yeah, I'm enjoying it, man. I'm enjoying it. Enjoying working with them and getting out there with new audiences and bringing them here. So
that's what's
appreciate
up.
Y'all.
And also, I'm about to say, do I got anything else to say? Oh, shout out to Manny T. He can't be here today, but shout out to him.
Shout out Manny T.
All right, man. But appreciate everybody listening, man. Make sure to follow us on all social medias. This is the WrestleHolics Podcast, and we'll get back with y'all. Ooh, okay.